Thanks a lot, guys. How are y'all doing out there? We're happy to be here with you guys. As you can see, everybody brought out coffee. I think in band time, it's like 9 a.m. for us. So maybe we'll wake up as we get going.
Thank you. It's Washed Out live on 91.7 KXT, and we're talking with Ernest. A little preview of what we're going to see tonight at the Granada Theater, because you're touring with a five-piece band now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot more fun that way with having friends along the way. And, you know, we jam up on stage. It's hard to really jam with yourself, you know. Last time I played at the Granada, I was supporting a band called Beach House. And, yeah, I was doing it all by myself, kind of more DJ style. And the dynamic is quite different, as you can imagine. But, yeah, we have a good time out there on the road.
Well, and it lends that way to the new album, too, Paracosm, because you experimented with all sorts of different instrumentation, 50 different instruments, which, I mean, first of all, probably it took forever to track those down, because I assume you're not a collector of instruments, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of just, you know, weird sounds, stuff that I haven't heard on records before. And so I tracked down a lot of old kind of vintage keyboards and stuff, and kind of went crazy with it. But yeah, it's fun. This new record, you know, I've been playing with the band now for 2 or 3 years, and wanted to incorporate more of the performance aspect of that. And previous Washed Out records, you know, there's tons of sequence stuff, and all of it's happening on the computer, and I wanted a little bit more of a human feel. So I brought in some musicians, and I played quite a bit. And, you know, there's performances from the beginning of the song to the end where I used to deal only in loops and small little bits.
Well, and a lot of the things like the drums were recorded live, because, I mean, I loved the drum sounds on the last record. I mean, I'm probably not the first, but one of the first to really start getting that kind of 80s sound
on
the drums coming back again.
Yeah, totally.
But then the drums sound completely different on the
Yeah, we were kind of, there were some influences from, like, some records from the 70s. Definitely more of a rock sound, but still hopefully sounding modern and having enough low end to still please the more dance music listeners. But yeah, I love kind of trying new things. I never want to make the same record over again. So yeah, I wanted to incorporate some new ideas.
And you also talked about how sounds affect memories, because, I mean, we all know that about music. I mean, you hear a song you haven't heard in a long time, and it instantly transports you back to, you know, whatever memory you associate with that song. But you're even breaking it down to, like, even the harp at the beginning to kind of...
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I it made me think of, you know, there's Disney movies, there's these dream sequences where someone's floating into a dream and you have this glorious harp sound. So yeah, hopefully, you know, I was trying to kind of tip the listener off to, yes, you're kind of entering this daydream space, this other kind of imaginative space that the record exists in. And so yeah, the record kind of starts with that sound, and there are a few other moments that have the harp as well.
Well, and there's a great nature feel to the record, too, when you listen to it in its entirety instead of, you know, the little segments that we frequently get, like, especially when the songs started coming out, you know, we're just listening to the songs. But then once I get a chance to listen to the whole album, and it kind of evokes this kind of, you know, this otherworldliness of, you know, being outside.
Well, it's funny. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, pretty urban environment. And right around the time I started work on this new record, my wife and I moved to Athens, Georgia, actually outside of the town. And so... we had this house, a bunch of land, and I didn't really start out with the idea of incorporating a lot of that kind of ambient kind of nature sounds, but it slowly started to make sense, and I would literally just stick a microphone outside the studio a lot of the times and just capture the sounds of birds or whatever. And I love that stuff. Again, it's just... you know, these little tips to the listener of, like, what the record's about, you know?
Well, it's all about just experimenting and doing something in a different way, too.
Yeah, totally, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, Paracosm is the new album. Again, thank you so much for stopping by, and we're looking forward to the show tonight at the Granada Theater.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, man.
All right, it's more of Washed Out on KXT.